Thought leaders, storytellers, and griots sharing personal highlights on Stories of the Week.
Well, we jump straight into thought leaders, storytellers, and griots. And standing by on the line right now is Tessa Dooms, who's a social analyst and director of the Rivonia Circle. We actually caught up with one of the founding members of the Rivonia Circle on this very show a couple of months ago. Tessa joins me to just really talk in terms of, you know, the state of South Africa right now, in terms of where we at socially, and being a proactive and active citizen. What does that actually mean? There's so much going on in the country right now, and there's, I guess, infinite opportunity for us to get involved and start really charting the direction of our own futures. Good morning to you, Tessa.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
It's only but a pleasure. So the irony is that you and I are getting into this conversation, and then I'm looking at the visuals from my television, and I'm noting, I don't know if it happened yesterday already, the ANC's protest against crime and corruption. And already the conversation on Twitter was that, so wait, the very same people that have been charged with directing and protecting our futures and creating an environment that is conducive for positive development, for safety and for protection, are the same people marching against their own, inadequacies. And that has been the conversation on Twitter for the last couple of days.
Yeah, it is a very strange paradox we find ourselves in. I think the ANC finds itself in a bit of a identity crisis, as it were, being both a political party that wants to see itself as the leader of society, but having the actual responsibility and the levers of state in its hands to run society, which it doesn't seem to be doing adequately many of the time. Mm-hmm. And I think that what we do need to take away from that is that it's not going to just be a matter of us resisting. Even the ANC is trying to create awareness and resist around these issues. Mm-hmm. But it has to take real leadership. It has to take leadership that is plugged in to communities. It has to take leadership that understands what the issues are. I was reading, again, the president's Monday letter last week around gender-based violence this morning. Mm. And while he talks about, you know, some of the new laws that are being put in place to deal with criminals once they are caught and sex offenders once they are caught, he has very little to say about how we actually prevent that, because that has to be done from the perspective of leading in society, being present in communities, changing the way we think, changing the way we behave as a society. A rethinking and a re-socialization of our society is what's necessary, and that can't be done just through legislation. Mm. You can't just, you know, pass a law and then make people think differently about each other and act in more humane ways. Mm. You need to lead from below.
And that's the crux of the matter right there, isn't it, Tessa? Leading from below and having your boots on the ground, because, you know, any first year, you know, social development politics students will tell you that generally societies know their problems and they also know the solutions to their problems. So if you spend more time on the ground and spend more time listening to communities, community organizations, exactly what you guys are trying to sort of accomplish with the activist exchange, you are most likely going to come out with some kind of solutions-based plan.
Yeah, so the Activist Exchange is an extension of work we've been doing since we started in January this year. Mm. One of our projects called the Democracy Builder has gone into many communities, and our approach really to engage in society is saying, let's get into a room, let's talk about what we understand to be the challenges of the day, let's talk about the kind of future that we want, South Africa 2.0, as we put it, an upgraded South Africa, and then let's think about ways we can collaborate with each other to solve it, because as you said, we've been to many communities in this country, and that's just us, but there are thousands of community organizers, organizations, community initiatives that understand the problems and will do something to fix it. And so we are on Tuesday meeting up with hundreds of activists from different parts of the country, from different organizations, sectors, communities. And we're saying, let's stop talking in small pockets and let's start thinking about how do we start to build together. There's a lot of ways that we can resist and make noise and protest, and those things are important.
Mm.
It's important to raise awareness. It's important to protest. It's important to resist. But it's also important to build. And we have to start co-creating solutions so that the future is not left in the hands of a few people. We are all part of this democracy, and we all have the power to change this country, not just a few people in government.
Absolutely. And you very much, part of sort of the emotive ethos of Activist Exchange as a coalition of activists and change makers is the identifying and sort of amplifying that hope. Hope is really the key ingredient in this rebuild of South Africa. And I think for the most part, South Africans are hopeful, which is why we stay the course. You know, majority of South Africans are really just good citizens who want to do better and who foresee a better future for themselves and their families and their loved ones. And maybe it is how does that hope translate into positive progressive action?
Yeah, I think that we actually are starting to lose hope, and that's been one of our fears and one of the reasons why we started down the Ronya Circle journey. Is people are losing hope in democracy. Not just they're losing hope in a party, they're losing hope in, politicians. No, they're losing hope. We are losing hope in the entirety of the system.
Mm.
We don't trust the system. We don't trust the justice system. We don't trust voting. We don't trust that our democracy works for us.
Mm.
And so the reason why I made a call in the article I wrote for the Daily Maverick about the return to hope is because I don't think that you can start imagining and creating new things if you don't have any hope.
Mm.
And I don't think the solutions you will come up with can be constructive if you have no hope.
Mm.
And so we must find hope. And I feel like that hope only comes from each other.
Mm.
The only time I feel hopeful in our society is when I'm working with other South Africans and with other people in our society to do something constructive, to make things better. When I'm hearing people's new ideas and I'm excited by them.
Mm.
When we accomplish something together and I can see that something can be done.
Mm.
Part of our hopelessness comes from, again, looking far away to, the political elites and to the wealthy in society, and waiting for somebody from there to just come and do something and realizing no one's coming.
Mm.
And so what we do have is we do have each other. We do have a sense of community, and we must hold on to that as people in this country, and we must start making that work for us in amplified ways. Because, again, I agree with one of my colleagues, Lukwana Mguni. He says, the people who are holding this country on their backs are communities themselves.
Mm.
That's what's keeping our country moving despite the many challenges that we have. And we need to start valuing that. We need to start supporting the work that happens in communities. We need to start resourcing the work that happens in communities. We need to start making community action, real power.
Mm-hmm. So as we prepare to part, Tessa, I guess, the question a lot of South Africans who maybe are pessimistic optimists, and I'm sure somebody who studied linguistics will say to me, oh, but Bridget, really, is there even such a thing? But when you come together on Tuesday, on the 9th, as this collection of activists, of community organizers and organizations to reimagine and sort of recreate a new path. What are you hoping to come out with? That one sort of tangible that you are hoping that this is the thing that we can maybe focus our collective strength on? Because, a lot of people, like you say, a lot of people are tired of sort of congregating in our kitchens and in our gardens and on the streets and vocalizing, and people just want to be on some, okay, give me this one thing that I can go out today and go do, and it will make a tangible, I will see something in 6 months and go, I did that.
So let me explain how the Activist Exchange will work quickly, and that will give a sense of my real answer.
Mm.
We'll be hosting the collective of organizations will be hosting 9 different events between the Newtown and Bloemfontein area. And these events will deal with different issues.
Mm.
We've got equal education dealing with improving education outcomes. We have a conversation on electoral reforms and changing our voting. Mm. There are conversations about new economies and community entrepreneurship. And so there won't be only one big solution that comes out of this.
Mm.
Each room is tasked with coming up with 2 to 3 projects
mm-hmm.
and calls to action to society to say, if you want to change education, here are the 2 or 3 things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, it's exciting because we don't actually know what will come up with.
Mm.
We don't know what all of those solutions will be, but we have encouraged and challenged each other to not leave the rooms that we are in on Tuesday morning without concrete solutions and calls to action.
Mm-hmm.
And at Constitutional Hill on Tuesday afternoon, those calls to action will be made to society.
Mm.
The one thing that we will attempt to do this week
mm.
is institute a new kind of politics in our society, where politics isn't just about politicians and political parties.
Mm.
It is about every one of our power to act
mm-hmm.
and reclaiming the idea that if we're going to build a different society, each one of us have a role to play. And I would say that it illustrates 3 things people can practically do.
Mm.
Number one, we need to start having conversations, intentional conversations with people in our own communities, whether it's our families or our areas of influence, about what our real challenges are, where we differ and where we agree.
Mm.
The second thing is we must be solutions oriented. Let's challenge ourselves not to leave those conversations simply having disagreed, but find ways that we can challenge each other to create solutions that we can go and implement mm. ourselves. And the third thing is find others who believe in the same things that you do.
Mm.
If you want to get something done, find other people who want to get it done as well and start doing it. And I know that sounds vague and open-ended, but there are so many issues people care about. And that's mm. why we didn't want to have a single issue event. But we all care about different things, and we need to find ways that we're willing to work with others to find solutions that work at a local level in our own communities that we can then scale up nationally.
Tessa, I definitely think the takeaway is the reminder that politics really is about the individual and the power to act and the power to make very concise decisions lays in our individual sort of choices and our individual direction, that as a collective really just puts forth exactly what we want to achieve and what we hope to build. You know, there is a strength in the individuals coming together as a group. And on that note, thank you so much for taking the time. That was Tessa Dooms, a social analyst and director, of course, of the Rivonia Circle. It is Jet Set Breakfast with myself, Bridget Masinga, right here on SAFM.